formation flying in the deep. Hello again, Brian here from the beach. We just had a little fly past, I have no idea why. How you all doing? How's everyone feeling? Which way is this gonna go? What can I say? The election. I think anybody who followed me for a while will know that I fall pretty much on the side of Trump, and I'm pretty certain that there's dodgy shenanigans going on in all of the states that Biden needed to win. These glasses do not let me see the screen, so I can't read your comments because, yeah, someone's absolutely gutted. I don't think it's over by a long shot. I think Trump is going to fight and fight and fight. The only question in my mind is how much of the Republican Party is going to fight alongside him, or are they going to wimp out and roll over and play dead? I don't know. That's the bit we don't know. That's the bit we can't work out. How tenacious is the team that Trump can assemble? I hear he's sending Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and some other top lawyers into bat for him, because remember, this is his campaign. It's not the State Department. It's not the Department of Justice. It's not the bureaucracy. It's his campaign. So I think he can fight, and I'm sure it's not a matter of whether there was fraud. There was fraud. It's not a matter of how much fraud there was. It was, what can they prove? What can they show in court? We just don't know yet. And in the end, what happens to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of all these states? Clearly, this thing of using COVID as the pretense to mail out all these ballots, that is the ruse that they used. Can that be challenged? Can that be undone? Will America vote again? Will anybody ever trust an election in America unless they fix the system? Those are the questions I think that are more important than who is the president after the inauguration of somebody on January the 20th. And the way I look at America is that I think that there is a very, very small number of people who absolutely hate Donald Trump because they understand what he is tearing down. And it is an old kleptocratic globalist cabal of people who were very comfortable running stuff. That's the core, that's the nucleus of hatred. That then fans out into the media, which adopts a similarly hateful posture towards Donald Trump. That then infects a large, but I think a sub-majority. I would say there's a very sort of a small core minority who genuinely do also hate Trump, even if they weren't the elites. And then there's a sort of a broad swath of America, still sub-majority, who find him distasteful, somehow unpresidential, or whatever. But they have come to understand that he did bring economic prosperity until China destroyed everything. But then, and I think that this is an actual solid number, a majority, a larger group than anybody else, are people, patriots, who love America and who have come round to loving Trump. They either loved him from the start or they've grown to love him when they've seen results, because America is a society built around results, built around success. They are attracted to success, and that's what made Donald Trump so dangerous in 2016. He came with a track record of success. Now, whether you doubt his tax returns or doubt how wealthy he was wealthy. He exuded success. He was the symbol of success in countless rap videos all through the 90s and the early 2000s and so on. He was a symbol of success. That's why he took the presidency, and it shocked the Hillary Clinton Democratic elites to the core. So those people who have come to love Trump, and they're the ones who were driving around in convoys and sailing their boats in convoys and showing up by the 50,000 to stand in minus 10 and listen to the same speech that they could watch dozens of times on YouTube. That group of people are not going to take this lying down. And I think, you know, government doesn't exist in our systems without the consent of the governed. And I think they're going to have a really shitty time governing those people without their consent. So I still believe that there's a chance that Trump can pull this back. The media will hate him. The media will say that he is illegitimate, but they've been saying that since 2016. Hillary never accepted the last election. Her people carried on fighting with the phony Russiagate and the impeachment hoax and all of it. So what's the difference? He doesn't need the media anymore. And the social media and the big tech, well, all I can say about them is that if Trump isn't the president, our court case in Australia, it matters even more. But even if he's re-elected, I don't know if America can fight all the things it needs to fight, including fighting the big tech. I just don't know. Nice view. And that's the question. So those of you who don't know, if you don't, I'm Brian of London. I blog and post. If you like my work, by the way, I haven't asked for donations in a long time, but I do have a page on Subscribestar. I don't get paid for my social media work. I don't even get paid at the moment for doing the work on the court case. Andrew and I work on this without salary. We've obviously got a cut in any damages, but that's a long way down the line. So if you want to help out with that, or help out with the social media work that I do and presenting these videos, please feel free to look at my brianoflondon.me/donate, and there's links there to Subscribestar and to all the crypto options. Now, later on, I want to do another video which will be targeted specifically at Hive and specifically at the No Agenda and the Podcast 2.0 audience, because I want to bring those two groups together. But I'm going to do that in a separate video. And I'm sorry, it's very hard to read comments. There we go. Because I need reading glasses and I don't have reading glasses for the beach. Anyway, we have to wait and see. I think that the whole debacle in America could drag on right up until basically it could drag on till they need to inaugurate someone. Certainly until the electors vote, which I think is January the 6th or sometime in early January. It's going to be a wild ride. And I must say, if there's one thing I know about Trump, is he knows how to put on a television show. And as far as the TV news and their ratings go, this is a bonanza for them. They're going to be making bank. They're going to be selling so many commercials for the next few weeks. And their viewership is so up. One can absolutely see why they would want this to drag on. And that doesn't excuse, you know, Fox's ridiculous call of Arizona, which I think is going to go down as a huge mistake, whether he wins it or not. This idea, and I've tweeted this a few times, this, where in the United States Constitution, which article pointed out to me, which article gives the media the right to decide who has won an election? I can't find it in the Constitution. And frankly, if it's not in the Constitution, that's not how it works. And I think a lot of these states that have bent their own electoral laws in order to do their mail-out, their mass mail-out gathering, they're going to come a cropper. I only hope that the Supreme Court stands firm on the grounds of the Constitution and looks at the constitutions of each of these states and protects the real God-given rights of each citizen of America to live under what has been, up until this point, probably one of the greatest founding constitutions of any nation known to man. Quite right. Apart from perhaps Israel's founding with the Torah. But as far as man-made documents go, I think that US Constitution and the system that they've come up with so far is as good as it gets. They just have to sort out a better blockchain-based way of voting, perhaps. Because the nonsense that's gone on up there now has to be brought to an end. Otherwise, nobody will ever trust elections again, and that's very dangerous for the whole world. So I'm Brian of London. I'm at the beach. Look me up, brianoflondon.me. Look on peakd.com/@Brian of London or hive.blog/@Brian of London. Those are all the places I post. And this will be up on 3Speak first, and eventually I'll throw it up on YouTube if I have to. All right, lovely to see you all. And it's goodbye from Brian at the beach in November.